One, two, three, hey.
Let's go, boys! Woo!
Coming up on Packers Today.
It's been a long time since we've been out there on the football field playing games again. Look forward to finally getting that first game under the belt again and moving forward.
No longer do we have to wait to see Jordy Nelson in action. Today's the day, Packers fans. Plus,
I've been around here for 4 years now, so we've all worked with each other a lot, so there's not much that needs to be said.
As a unit, I don't think the expectations go down at all.
With the release of Josh Sitton, Lane Taylor gets the starting nod at left guard. Larry will show you why Taylor's more than ready for this opportunity. And
Julius Thomas, touchdown Jacksonville!
It's the week one matchup with the upset-minded Jaguars in Jacksonville. Packers Today kicks off right now.
Just ready to showcase the world of 2016 Packers.
This is when it all counts.
Once we get to the stadium and you know it's for real, that's what it's all about. There's nothing like game day.
We just have to attack them and hit them in their mouth.
Hello and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Ted Stefaniak, joined by Larry McCarron. And Larry, week one of the NFL season. Fans are ready. I know you're ready for your first broadcast later today. And I know the players are ready after a long training camp.
Bottom line, Ted, everybody is amped. Let's get it on.
And we start with the receiving corps. And of course, Aaron Rodgers has got an old, new target. Jordy Nelson is back in the mix.
People have been talking about this since last August. Not the one that just passed, but last August. And Jordy has looked terrific in practice. It doesn't look, Ted, I know it's hard to believe, like they, between him and Aaron Rodgers, haven't missed a beat. They're working really well together. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Can't wait to see that first pass later today. Now let's talk a little bit about the running game as well, because, you know, there was a lot of talk about Eddie Lacy coming into this training camp in much better shape.
You know, I don't know if Eddie is that much lighter than a year ago, but as you mentioned, he is in better shape. And I think the proof of that pudding was the Oakland Raider preseason game. Opened it up with a 14-play, 74-yard drive. Eddie Lacy touches it 8 times and handled it well. The Packers need Eddie Lacy to be Eddie Lacy to really fulfill the potential offensively, and Eddie looks like Eddie.
Moving to the defensive side of the ball, you know, that's going to have a little bit of a different look as well, because Clay Matthews able to move back to the outside. And that means you've got 3 inside linebackers.
Yeah, you do. And a couple of them very similar. 2 young players, both drafted in the 4th round. Jake Ryan and Blake Martinez. Young, as I mentioned, and instinctive football players. Big chance for them on normal downs and distances. And Joe Thomas back to play the sub packages.
Along the defensive line, could be a little thin there for the first 4 weeks of the season, but the Packers do have some options.
Yeah, they do. And for example, Daytone Jones, he came into the league as a defensive end, and that's what he played before moving to outside linebacker. He can still move inside and play with his hand down, as can Julius Peppers. So the Packers, as you said, do have options.
Of course, the big headline grabber this week was Josh Sitton being released.
Sure was, Ted, and it's a great opportunity for young Lane Taylor. So we took a look at his game in this week's Chalk Talk, presented by Sandwich Bros. He's Lane Taylor, who's built very square, and at 6'3", 3 1/4", just a block of a man. He started at right guard in Detroit last season and played well. Taylor's second career start came against the Vikings, this one on the left side, and once again, he played well. The Jaguar game is not his first rodeo.
I've been around here for 4 years now, so we've all worked with each other a lot, so there's not much that needs to be said. We all know each other. We've all practiced next to each other, so we're real comfortable.
Between Taylor's mass, technique, and tenacity, he's a force to be reckoned with in the running game. His pass protection was a little inconsistent this preseason, but he's got the tools to get it done, and he's shown them against regular season competition.
Lane's ready. when he's ready. He's tough. He gives everything that he has, and he's strong. I've all the confidence in the world in Lane.
Expecting Lane Taylor to be the second coming of Josh Sitton? Not fair. Expecting him to be a solid starter and then some? Fair enough.
I'm not going to think about everything else or what other people think. I'm going to prepare to the best to go out there and play the best of my ability.
And listening to the guys in the locker room, they're 100% behind Lane Taylor. Now, Larry, one other thing to watch along the offensive line today, J.C. Treader gets the start at center.
Yeah, nothing new for J.C. That's where he spent most of the offseason and the entire training camp and preseason. Played very well. And I've always said, between him and Corey Linsley, the Packers have two starting centers.
Coming up next on Packers Today.
Touchdown! 66 yards to Jordy Nelson!
The wait is over, fans. Number 87 will be back in action once again. When we come back, Larry goes one-on-one with Jordy Nelson to talk about his much-anticipated return.
You and Aaron, just like riding a bike?
Yeah, hopefully. Every moment we get, we're constantly talking, trying to just continue to be on the same page and hopefully one step ahead of the defense.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Jordy, have you ever looked forward to an opener as much as this one, for the obvious reason?
I don't know. The first year was pretty exciting, but I look forward to it, obviously. It's been a long time since we've been out there on the football field playing games again and hopefully making some plays and winning some games. So it's something that put a lot of work into it on and off the field to be ready for it and look forward to finally getting that first game under the belt again and moving forward.
A couple weeks ago, you were asked in the locker room, will you be extra nervous for this opener? And how are you feeling about it now that you're closer to it?
It'll depend. I mean, every game's going to be different. But I think being back out in practice those last couple of weeks and, you know, running the offense and being out there with Aaron has been great. So coming into the game, it'll be interesting. But I think nerves are always a good thing. It means you're excited. The energy level's up. And they'll go away right away. Once I get out there and run a play and get hit, we'll be good from there.
Now, Jordy, last season while you were rehabbing, you were totally engaged in what was going on at practice and meetings and so forth. And then in the off season, if there's one guy's clothes going to be in his locker, it was your clothes, meaning you were working out, you were rehabbing and so forth. So tremendously diligent approach on your part. In a football sense, have you found that diligence paying off as you get back into it?
Absolutely. For me, I was going to do everything I needed to do in order to be back. I wasn't going to have any what-ifs, you know, coming into the season if I wouldn't have taken the month off or the week off or whatever. I was going to do everything that I needed to do to be prepared. And then if it didn't work out from that standpoint, then it didn't work out. But I wasn't going to be able to second-guess anything. I think the work that years past I've put in leading into the season, throughout the season, I think it just carried over to a different aspect. That's all it was. So I didn't change anything from the mindset of, you know, putting in the work. It just was a different work that I had to put in, and that's all it was.
Snap to Rodgers, looks for Nelson on the fade, over the shoulder catch, he's got it! Left corner of the end zone, touchdown!
What will be a successful season for Jordy Nelson this year?
Winning games. Honestly, I've never written down on a piece of paper how many catches or yards that I want. One reason is once you achieve that, if you have a really great year and you achieve it through 10 games, what are you supposed to do the rest of it? So to me, I keep it very basic. I need to go out and do my job. I need to be successful in running my routes, getting open, and if the ball comes my way, make the play. At our position, you can't determine how many balls are thrown your way. All you can do is do your job, and that's how I look at it. And if I'm doing what the coaches are asking me to do, then I'll be satisfied with how the year turns out. But we want to win some games and wouldn't mind getting another Super Bowl ring. So that's, at the end of the day, if that's happened, I don't care what happens for me.
You look at your offense. Got one of the best lines in the league. Best quarterback in the league. Eddie's looking like Eddie. Wide receiver, you're back. Randall's healthy. Devontae's healthy. And you've added tight end Jared Cook to the mix. Is there any reason we should not have great expectations for the Packer offense this season?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think that's something that we've had over the years here. Going into this year, it's something that's going to be there again. Like you said, we got a lot of guys returning. Jared to, you know, boost to the tight end group a little bit and bring another threat down the middle. As long as we're able to stay healthy, like you said, a lot of guys are back healthy. If we're able to stay healthy, we should be able to be productive like we have in years past.
In a football-y sense, talk to me about Jared Cook some more. What's he bring to the party?
Just a big target to begin with. Obviously a guy who's very experienced, been around the league for a while, but someone who can stretch the field down the middle, who can run all the routes. You know, throughout the preseason, we've split him out, so it's great to be able to do that again coming into the season of putting him over by himself and having the three of us on the other side, and it causes matchup problems. So I think it's something that we really haven't had since JerMichael's been gone, and something that we look forward to having that stretch down the middle of the field again.
Sets, fires, right side, got Jordy Kelly left at the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, dives, pylon, touchdown! What an effort by Jordy Nelson!
You and Aaron, just like riding a bike, pretty much?
Yeah, we're hopeful. So hopefully, the last couple of weeks it's been good. Hopefully that'll continue throughout the season. We'll continue to grind at it. Again, we'll put in the work. Every moment we get, we're constantly talking, constantly catching balls from him, trying to just continue to be on the same page and hopefully one step ahead of the defense.
Now, through practice, you have firsthand knowledge of what your defense is capable of. And since you are an expert, you are a Super Bowl champion, does this team have the mystical it?
I think we'll find out throughout the season, to be honest with you. I think through training camp, you slowly figure out what kind of team you want to be come the season. But the first four games throughout the season really kind of really let you know. I mean, because you're in game-type atmosphere, big games on the road that will really let us know who we're going to be. And I think it's something, the year we won the Super Bowl, I mean, we had our ups and downs throughout the year, and it just, you get hot at the right time, guys start believing, and that's what I think it takes. But I think we had to show it on the field first before you can truly start believing it.
Coming up next on Packers Today, for the first time in a long time, there's optimism in Jacksonville.
He wants Allen Hurts. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
When we return, Ted and I will break down today's matchup against the Jaguars. Packers Today is back after this timeout. It'll be great to see Rodgers, Nelson, and Cobb together once again, especially when you consider the season Jordy and Randall had back in 2014. If you recall, they were the first duo in NFL history to each have more than 90 receptions, 1,200 yards receiving, and at least 12 touchdowns. Larry?
In this week's scouting report, presented by CarMax, fun facts about Jacksonville, where the Packers opened their 2016 season in less than 2 hours.
Thanks to the St. John's River and the Intercoastal Waterway, it's been called the City of Bridges. It was Hollywood before Hollywood. The movie Creature from the Black Lagoon was shot in Jacksonville, as were a number of others. And with a 19-61 record over the past 5 years, it's been home to the worst team in the NFL. But that could be changing.
We've been a young team, you know, that's getting better, it's improving, and I think they've, you know, they're ready to take the next step.
The Jaguars do have reasons to believe, and they start at quarterback.
That ball is caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Blake Bortles threw 35 touchdown passes last season, tied for second in the league. But he also had a league most, 18 interceptions.
Even though he led in interceptions, but from watching our cutoff, those guys had like 85 explosive plays. So, I mean, that's a lot of explosive plays for one team in a year. So you know that he's going to put the ball in the air where his receivers can make plays on, and that shows up on film as well.
Many of those explosive plays involved Allen Robinson, and his numbers say as much. 80 catches for 1,400 yards, that's 17 and a half per, and 14 touchdowns.
It's a guy that, you know, we got to really be on. You know, we got to have good technique-wise. You know, when it's a deep ball, we got to get up because he can get up quick, get after the ball. So, you know, he's a hell of a guy.
Robinson and Bortles may be the headliners, but the Jaguars have talent at tight end and running back as well. Pieces to their offensive puzzle have been in place for a couple of seasons. But this year, the focus turned to fixing a broken defense. In the secondary, two free agent signings, and the drafting of Jalen Ramsey, the fifth pick overall.
Jalen Ramsey got him well behind the line of scrimmage.
He's a good athlete. He's moving around out there. You know, he looks active, physical guy. He's a good player.
Up front, they also added Bronco free agent Malik Jackson and at linebacker second-round draft pick Miles Jack. Ironically enough, however, the guy you absolutely, positively have to get a hat on, veteran holdover and middle linebacker Paul Posluszny.
He's been around the league a long time. That's because he diagnoses plays well. He's real quick to make his reads and get to where he needs to be. He always seems to be in the right spot at the right time.
And that one's picked off. Paul Posluszny with a diving interception.
No question, the Jaguars do have some players, and for a change, there's legitimate hope in Jacksonville for a winning season. And it starts at home against the Green Bay Packers.
It's a well-coached football team. They play a lot of energy, playing in a hot environment. We're looking forward to it.
Ted, something I didn't cover in the scouting report was special teams, and the Jaguars offer a couple of unique items in that regard. Number one, their place kicker, Jason Myers, missed a league-high 7 extra points last season. He actually missed more extra points than field goals. So that situation, point afters, could be an adventure worth watching. The other thing, they have a real deal punt returner in Rashad Green. Last year, 16.7 per try. So he is a threat.
Special teams always so important in the game, as well as offense and defense. You know, another thing I think people are going to be watching, you've heard a little bit about Devon House, former Packer, now playing for Jacksonville, that House-Jordy Nelson matchup.
Yeah, and there's been rumors in the locker room this week that House was the one guy that could cover Jordy. I got to be honest with you, Ted. I don't remember that. Maybe it happened. Maybe it's absolutely true, but I really don't remember it. And this past week in the locker room, Jordy said something to the effect that, well, we'll see on Sunday.
We'll see. And we've got much more coming up on Packers Today, brought to you by Verizon after this time.
The first week, we just want to see our style of play show up. Our pursuit, our cover, and our finish. That's what we've been preaching this whole offseason since we got back. So that's really what we want to see in the first game.
Mike Daniels also added this week about style. He said, hit him in the mouth.
No surprise there, Ted.
Larry, what are you expecting this week?
Not to be hit in the mouth, Ted. I am expecting, surprisingly enough, a Packer victory. However, with one cautionary note, if it's not by a wide margin, do not be disappointed. The Jacksonville team is better than it's been. They've been drafting high for a long time. They've accumulated some talent on both sides of the ball. They got some folks now. So if it's a closer game than you were anticipating, So be it, as long as the Packers win the thing.
Have a great call today, Larry.
Thank you, Ted.
All right, so after the game today, make sure you click on to Packers.com. There you're going to find game reports, live press conferences, and, of course, Larry's one-on-one with Coach McCarthy. For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Diving interception is made. Rainbow's right sidelines. Abra Dallas diving circus catch. He's got Cobb, turns up field. Wow. And he's up top.